Welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. It is a Friday and I got off work early. It's probably the last Friday I'll get off early until Thanksgiving, but I'm gonna take advantage of it. I did a couple things that were fun. Well, I went to get my car washed because of all the salt that was on the vehicle. And right now, I'm going to open up a cheer wine to celebrate my Friday. Got to buy some more this weekend. So I went to a car wash after work. I then went to the comic shop because they had this crazy sale. It even said on the door, crazy sale. And it's what it was is you spend $100 and you get everything at 50% off. So let's say if you bought $200 worth of comics, you'd get them for $100 on back issues. So I had a lot of fun with that. I purchased many high-grade Charlton comics. I pretty much cleaned him out of his Charlton, I think, at least anything that was above $10. And I picked up the first three issues of F Troop from Dell. I used to always watch that show after high school in syndication. I liked it a lot. And then, what else did I get? Oh, I got a few DC Romance. I got my first Golden Age Daredevil. I got a Charlton Navy Fighting Planes comic book. A lot of great stuff. And then in the mail came Marvel Preview Presents number 7, a very key. It's the first appearance. Well, for me, I bought it for one reason. Well, it served two purposes. It's the first appearance of Satana, who I just went off on this kick. This is how rabbit holes go, man. So, I read Strike Force, which is an odd Marvel comic. It's got Blade, it's got Damien Hellstrom, it's got Monica Rambeau, who goes by Spectrum now, Bucky Barnes. It has a bunch of odd characters put together in this weird situation. Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman, put together in this weird situation where there's this race. They're kind of like Skrulls and they're shift changers, and they broke in to a facility to get a virus out of it, and they posed as some of these heroes that I mentioned. And Blade and crew found out, and they're trying to uncover the plot. And they found out they were using Damien Hellstrom. And his sister is, he's the son of Satan, and his sister is Satana. And I just love the way she's portrayed in this series. And I have most of her appearances. But I didn't have her first appearance. So, boom, off to eBay I went. I bought her first appearance, and it also helped me get the first Rocket Raccoon because he's in there. So it helped me achieve having all the Guardians of the Galaxy characters up first appearances now. I have all their single first appearances, with the exception of I don't own the first appearance of Groot. But I do own, he appeared in several reprints, and I own two reprints that Groot appeared in, a dollar, what do you call it, a reprint, and then one that was a 20-center reprint when they were reprinting monster titles. I can't remember if that was in Weird Mysteries or what that was, but it was when Dr. Druid was changed to Dr. Druid from Dr. Droom in the Golden Age. I have a Star-Lord, I have Mantis, I have Rocket now. Who else? A Gamora, Drax, the first appearance of Drax and Iron Man. I have them all. And I think I have all the original. The first appearance, I think it's Marvel Superheroes something, of the original Guardians of the Galaxy. So it's quite an achievement. A lot of comics I purchased, and it's very exciting. I also got a shipment of a lot of Archie from Cowabunga. I basically was talking to Eric, and I said, "Hey, do you have? I needed some Gwenpool. I went on a Gwenpool fix, and I said I'd like to buy some Gwenpool from you." The one thing he forgot to give me though is that Bloodshot, where he was supposed to sign it. I gotta talk to him about that. They had a variant cover done, and I forgot to ask him for that. So, yeah, there was a lot of comics there. Some obscure stuff like the Eradicators. This is like from Silver Line Publications or something. Mercury Comics. Just strange ass shit. He always sends me. I got Paranoia from Adventure Comics number one. New Beginning number one. It looks like a military type zombie book from Unicorn Comics. Maelstrom from Aracel. This one was interesting. I looked up on eBay and it seems to be going for like $15, but this is from Omega 7 Comics, The Saga of the Original Man. I picked up some dollar comics. These were fantastic finds. Some Unknown Soldier. I couldn't turn down, even though I had two of them. I had 219, 220, and 221. And 221 was the only one I was missing, but I can never turn a dollar comic war comic. I picked up Tales of the Unexpected, number 103. It has a really cool alien cover from DC Comics. From Tower Comics, I picked up Dynamo number one, very ha number two, I'm sorry, and Thunder Agents number 13. They are in good to VG. They're pretty beat up. The Dynamo's in much better. The Dynamo could pass for VG. The other one's probably VG minus. But and Batman Two Faces I got for a buck. Superboy Spectacular from the first series. This was like a special edition. Dark Crossings number one. This is Image crossover between Tomb Raider, Witchblade, and the Darkness. Medieval Spawn and Witchblade, the first series, number one and two. Spawn, the Dark Ages, number one. The Coven, this was a Rob Liefeld property. Going over to Avatar, this is number one. They just had a bunch of covers of them. And there's only like issue, Tooth and Nail has issue one and one half. I don't have one half, but Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, number one, volume two. Another comic came in, Hero Illustrated, Image Illustrated Special Edition, which came with, in the poly bag, that it came with exclusive Shadowhawk and Cyberforce cards inside. And it's dedicated to Image Comics. So there's that. A couple other things. You probably won't be hearing my preview spotlights in a comic book page anymore, and here's why. I just got this vibe from comments that were made in on the show from John, and I didn't really think about like how much work it is for him to put these long ass 20-minute podcasts. I just did them because I was passionate about it, and I didn't think about he listens to it all to make sure it's concise, and he edits a little bit so you don't have the let it all I do all the time and all that crap. I'd rather have it be natural, but he does that and he has to listen to like the whole thing. Like there was even one time I said a bad word and I bleeped it and he changed the bleep, so I knew he edited it. But he just made a remark and I get the impression that it's a lot of work for him and it's just too long. I think the intent is that it's a clip. You send in a clip. I'm excited about comic book A, but I can't shut the fuck up. All right. That's just who I am. I like to ramble. I like to tell you what I'm passionate about. And I kind of don't fit in that group anyway, to tell you the truth. But what you will see, I'm going to give them a break from my voice so I don't. What I was doing is I wasn't sending in a clip, and I kind of would agree with, the intent is to go in and go out and not give my life's history with the character and what it means to me at Christmas time or whatever I ramble about on a preview spotlight clip on a podcast that isn't even mine. So I was kind of like sort of being selfish, putting my clip in there. And I decided, I'll do my own clip. So what you'll end up doing is, I think, plus there's Geek Brunch where we actually go through the whole goddamn previews. We're gonna do that on Sunday again. I'm looking forward to that. The one thing I like that about is because me and Bill can like tag up and say, let's get this weird thing and let's cover this. This is something that I think we should cover. So that's a lot of fun. But I think I'm going to be doing a small segment every month, my own preview spotlight. Kind of like, John, I'm not upset about taking myself off. I kind of understand his like size. Like I'm going to be busy and I have if I hope he tells me how long this thing's gonna be, 'cause I have to get, all these podcasts out, and it's a lot of work for him 'cause he edits it. And you know why I like doing podcasts? Because I don't give a fuck. I don't edit it. I want it to be like a diary for you. When I'm on a podcast with somebody, I want you to feel like you're in the room. I want you to feel like you're a fly in the room or you're actually in on the conversation. And everything that I say with the uhs and the ahs, you would hear because that's my natural voice. So, I'm not a professional radio host. I don't do this because I'm making money. I don't do this to appease anybody, really, except myself. If people enjoy it, that's great. But if I didn't like doing this, there would be no reason for me to do it. And these solo podcasts are kind of like a diary where I could just talk. And I enjoy doing them. It's a way for me to like vent and drink a cheer wine and chill out. And I'm still going to listen to the preview spotlights. I love listening to that show. And so I'm not upset. I think I was being selfish by making these long ass clips. Some people seem to like it, and that's great. But I'm sure there's a handful of like, oh, there's this clown who's doing a podcast within a podcast, there were some vocal people that enjoyed it, and I hope those people that do enjoy it in the comic spotlight. Listen to it when I do bring it over to my own feed, and it becomes. And then I don't have to like, oh, I'm 20 minutes. If I want to talk about Spectre for an hour, because I'm excited about what's in previews, I can do that. I could talk, 15 minutes. I could talk about three things, which could consume a whole show. If I go 20 minutes each. So I think I'm gonna do my own, and instead of like saying how many things I buy, which is the whole goddamn previews, I'll just focus on like one DC item, one Marvel, and maybe one other, or maybe a couple others in the back half that I'm really excited about that stand out to me as an item that I'm excited, and I hope you get excited about it too. So that's that. And I hope you stick around to check that out. And I hope you got to listen to the debut of the DC Everything Else podcast. We're getting ready to record the second one, which is going to be an all war one. So it's going to specific. I haven't decided like what I'm going to read yet. There's a lot to choose from. And the only rules is it has to be a DC or a company that DC acquired. So Charlton is up for grabs. I could cover any of the Charlton books that I got as well. So that's another podcast that I got going on, and that's a lot of fun. It's got a lot of energy, and I think it's gonna morph into something more natural as time goes on, and the voices, you know, we get in each other's groove. So with that, I think I can talk about a couple of Kickstarters I got, which look pretty nice. I've been getting so many. One is Mafiosa from Rainworks. A really nice cardstock cover. The art in it is really cool. I look forward to reading this one. The other one I got is. This one's kind of funny because of the cover. It's like Sister Mercy. It looks like a warrior nun type thing. And it's by CWH Comics, and it actually says rated R on the cover. Very cool. And the other thing I wanted to mention, besides all the Archies I've acquired, which are a lot of fun, I really enjoyed it, is I'm losing my train of thought. I forgot what I was going to mention. So I'm going to skip it and move on to the weekly reads. So stay tuned. I have to calculate some totals and I'll be right back. Pause. All right, I am back. And let's dig into the books for September. This is September 18th through September 22nd. Ratings again are 5 I love it, 4 really like it, 3 like it, 2 did not like it, 1 hated it. There were a total of 9 comics, a pathetic reading week. I probably bought 80 plus that week and only read 9 of them. That's a goddamn shame. But that's how it works when you're busy. So there were a total of 9. I gotta go get my cheer wine again. Left it here. Ah, man, that stuff's delicious. We got 3 out of 5. Well, we had 6 Marvel, 1 Dynamite, and 2 DC. There's been a lot of Marvel lately, ever since I decided to keep caught up with Powers of X, House of X, and Absolute Carnage. You'll see how that experiment has been going by some of the ratings I've been giving. You know, keeping caught up versus reading, being a mood reader. So a 3 out of 5, we had Star Wars: Age of the Republic, Snoke. This was more of a story about how Snoke is manipulating Kylo Ren. There's more of a Kylo Ren story. Takes him to Dagobah and the tree where Ben deals with his parents. So that's Ben Solo, who is Kylo. So yeah, it was interesting. Gave it a 3 out of 5, which means I liked it. 4 out of 5s. Swordmaster continues to rock it. The book just visually looks awesome to me. I think it's opened my eyes up to something that I couldn't accept before in manga, and I'm a different person now because I'm considering reading manga, and I did get a Viz sampler for Halloween, and it caused me to go buy some hardcovers. So I think it's changing me. Arrow too, but more so Swordmaster. There's something about the vibe of the look. It's It's not as smooth as most manga that I'm used to reading. It's like a rough, jagged looking art style, but it's very manga. At least the first part of the story is. The second part of the story is more Americanized. First part of the story is him dealing with the sword and trying to find his father. The second part of his story is more like his mentorship under Shang-Chi. In this particular one, he loses the sword to Ares, which is the second part of the story, but him and Shang-Chi are able to retrieve it again. The first story, he's on a quest to find his father, and there's a female agent tells him a little bit of his sword's history, and she's sort of. You'll learn more about her in other issues, but that was Swordmaster 3. I really liked it. The 4 out of 5. We got Powers of X number 4. Charles and Magneto visit Mr. Sinister very early to clone mutants. It's a big part of what the series becomes, and what their goal is about bringing mutants to life. They needed Mr. Sinister to make this whole plan come into place. That was Powers of X number 4. We got Venom number 18. Dylan and Osborn try to escape their captor. Dylan and they're the kids. Dylan is Eddie Brock's son, and Osborn is one of Normie Osborn's son. Try to escape their captor, an evil Reed. And a carnage monster, and Dylan manages to escape, whereas Osborn doesn't. We got from Dynamite, Death Defying Devil number 2 by Gail Simone. Continues to be a really fun and unusual book. And it's sort of this one is continues off. In the first issue, he was sort of protecting these families that are get families that live in this apartment complex that are trying to get muscled out by gang members, so a builder can sort of demolish their building and like revamp the area, but these people don't want to lose their homes, and the death-defying devil is there fighting some of the gang members and such, and he ends up getting stabbed and hurt. Well, the second issue, it's a adventure where he goes to the grocery store with one of the old actresses that lives in that apartment complex. That billionaire wants out. The death-defying daredevil is protecting all the various members of that family, and you get to know this female actress a little bit more in this particular issue. We got Wonder Woman, Come Back to Me, number 1. This is the Walmart book by Palmiotti and Amanda Connor. This is the one that's not part of the Giant, but it's being redistributed through DC to the LCSs. Wonder Woman uses animals. This one brought tears to my eyes just because anytime that Wonder Woman starts talking to animals, I love animals, okay? So when she's like talking to animals and stuff, but she uses animals to save these firefighters that are in this huge forest fire to help save them. And they pretty much get on the bear's back and they do all this stuff because Wonder Woman can communicate with them, and it was just an amazing story. Very touching, and I cried a little bit. So there you go. My wife is calling, so I gotta pause. That was Barb, and she's gonna pick up Wendy's on the way home. I'm gonna get a Dave's Double with the side Caesar salad. How about that? But anyway, let me get back on to these. So da, 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 da. The then the sec then the sec it's not even the second story, but that sort of leads us into the story with Steve Trevor is off to test an experimental plane and gets sucked into the Bermuda Triangle. See that? I don't edit out, and I'm like can't even pronounce Bermuda Triangle. I've always been fascinated with that triangle. You know, it always scare me that things could be missing. Plus, it's usually at sea. I'd be terrified of getting lost at sea in the middle of nowhere. That's why movies like Open Water just freak my shit. You know, they freak me out. You know, just to be stranded in water, Even that one, they came up with the sequel to it. I forget. It's like so many feet below the water. I can't remember what it was. 64 feet. I don't know what it was. They came out with the sequel, but it freaked me out. That kind of thing freaks me out. I'll never go snorkeling, probably because of it. If I do snorkel, it'll be like in shallow water, like where I am in water that's no deeper than 12 feet. If it's deeper than that, I don't want it. If it's deep as a pool, I'll be all right with it. If it's deeper than that, nope, not me. So the next one was Marvel's Agents of Atlas number 2. This is really good. The members are in Pan, which is a new city that's kind of created and manipulated by the Nguyen Corporation. And it brings in a bunch of societies, and it's like sort of like a conglomerate of perfect harmony between communities, like that are combined. And the agents of Atlas are stuck there, and Amadeus cheats on Silk with Snow, so there's some drama going on. We got Alpha Flight, True North, number one. By the way, when I went into Wonder Woman's, as these are 5 out of 5s, I loved them. So I loved Wonder Woman coming back to me because of that first part of the story with the firefighter. My dad was a firefighter. I love animals. It just blew me away. Agents of Atlas has been top notch. It's my favorite of the Agents of Atlas, Swordmaster and Arrow. And then Alpha Flight, True North one shot. Absolutely amazing. I want an Alpha Flight, grounded Alpha Flight, not Alpha Flight in space, but the grounded flight, Alpha Flight Canadian book. This is what I want. A story with Talisman and Snowbird fighting off monsters, and Snowbird has a moment with her father, really emotional. Cause and then we have Puck and Marina. And he's telling a story of when he was a monster hunter with Bloodstone, and he killed a child from Marina's race. And it's because she's like can turn into a monster. If you read Alpha Flight, you'll know that. The last story was Heather protecting her child, but is being manipulated by the Guardian. It was incredible, and now she's in Department H. And she thinks that Guardian put her in a house to protect her from Department H, and she's really part of this experiment. It's incredible. God, I wish this was still, like, I wish there was another one shot. Somebody at Marvel, I hope you set some things in place here that I hope you don't lose what you told, because these were really good three stories. Excellent one shot. The next 5 out of 5 is probably my favorite Superman that I've read in a long time. And guess who it's by? Mr. Tom King. Amazing. This is the Walmart story. It's being printed in singles at the LCSs. This was number 3. Superman tries to make a call in space back to Lois, like a phone call, and he keeps worrying about her and imagines horrible things happening to her. Like he's just, hey, I can't contact Lois. I'm all stressed out and this phone call's not going through. And he's getting super stressed out. The second story, he is ported back to the past in World War II. He's still, the overarching theme is he's still following that Zeta Beam that killed that family and stole that girl. And in his search, all this stuff is happening to him. So they're kind of like done in one stories, but it's like getting from point A to point B looking for this little girl. And second story, he is ported back to the past in World War II and has amnesia and becomes a member of Sergeant Rock's Easy Company. How about that? That's amazing. We then have the next week. We had September 23rd through September 29th. We start at the bottom. We had one movie. I watched Hustlers with Jennifer Lopez and the girl from Riverdale, and they kind of were like prostitutes in a club kind of thing, but there were more strippers, but they kind of like crossed the line in stripping in some areas, and they got tired of the bullshit and they started picking on rich people and stealing and blackmailing money from them, and they'd get them all fucked up. It was a pretty good film. I really enjoyed it. I probably wouldn't have seen it if Barb didn't want to see it, but she really wanted to see it. So that was the movie we watched that week at the theater. I gave it a 4 out of 5. It means I really liked it. The comics had a total of 34. That was a good week for reading. We had 3 Zenoscope, 1 Titan, 10 Marvel, 1 Mad Cave, 2 Image, 1 Fantico, no, sorry, 2 Fantico, 14 DC, and 1 Aftershock. Really good distribution. Really good reading week. That's what it should be like every week. I would like it to be 60, though. That's where the perfect spot would be. That will start at the 3 out of 5s. There are quite a free a lot of 3 out of 5s, which means I just liked it. We have Arrow number 3. This is in the Asian character comics that we're talking about, built off their video game licenses. Arrow, she is taking on her mentor, Madame Hong, and Keystone. Second story, her and Wave are finding out from a scientist more about Wave's powers and origins. So that's cool. So you're getting to learn more about Wave too, who's also a member of the Agents of Atlas, the new Agents of Atlas. We have Absolute Carnage number 3. Venom tries to help Matt Gargan, who is the Scorpion, but he was a Venom at one point. But Carnage extracts the codex from his spine, and he goes to Spider-Man and Bruce for help. Carnage attacks the facility. And Venom tries to bond with Hulk to stop Carnage. We then get into Infinite Punishment Shadow War. This is from Fantico, and believe it or not, this company's been around for a while because Bill Bomer knew about it. I don't have anything Fantico. A matter of fact, I never even looked at him in previews, but I am going to give him second looks now because I basically got preview copies, physical preview copies from one of the creators, and he sent me 2 copies, thanks to Steve Andreski for mentioning my name. Because I never get free shit like that. That's pretty cool. I've been offered free digital stuff, but not free comics, like physical. That's amazing. And this one I'm still supporting, so they gave them to me free, so I'm gonna buy the rest of them on previews. It was Infinite Punishment Shadow War. It's 3 teenagers unleash a hellspawn on Earth when they try to scare another teen that has a particular book that unleashes monsters. The next one is Absolute Carnage, Lethal Protectors number 2. Danny calls upon Cloak and Dagger, Deathlok, Firestar, and Morbius to help him rescue Misty from the symbiotes. It also has Man-Wolf and Demogoblin, who are kind of going to fight this group. We have Absolute Carnage, Scream number 2. Scream takes over her body again and teams up with Andy Benton to protect her, but then loses control again when Carnage shows up. We got Death's Head number 3. Death's Head, this new one, takes on the Young Avengers, and Death's Head 1.0 takes on his future self as they fight Dr. Nectar. I've been liking that Death's Head book quite a bit, especially the Death's Head 1.0. I want to see more of that. We then get another Fantico. This is Margo, Intergalactic Trash Collector. This was a lot of fun. This is 4 out of 5. A girl inherits the space trash business from her parents. She asks for leave and gets caught up in a death trap that might be spawned by her own employer. We then get from DC Comics, flash forward, coming out of Heroes in Crisis, Wally's to be recruited by Tempest Fugnaught to help fix the multiverse. Tempest Fugnaught, I believe, was introduced in Sideways, which is one of those New Age of Heroes things. He is almost killed by Tar Pit and Girder, who were sort of like the rogues that Geoff Johns created. In a comic book, I think, called Flash Iron Heights. And when Power Restraint Collar is broken in prison, at the end, he sees President Superman from Grant Morrison's Multiversity. At least I think that's where he first appeared, was Grant Morrison introduced this President Superman. We then get into Strike Force number one, which I sort of talked about, and how it led me to buy Satana's first appearance. Some strange vampire shapeshifters from another planet use some heroes to steal a deadly virus. Blade knows what is going on, but can't tell the Avengers, so he forms a team with those that are guilty. At the end, they may have accidentally killed Damian Hellstrom. Yep. And that's how Satana gets involved, because they're like, oh, God, how are we going to tell the sister that we killed the brother? Yeah. We got Spider-Man number one. This is by the son of J.J. Abrams. I forget what the son is. I hate that I do that. I do that with Joe Hill, and I call him Stephen King's son. It probably drives him crazy because you give the parent all the credit on the child. But Spider-Man number one was really solid, a 4 out of 5. Mary Jane is killed by Cardivarius, and Peter and Aunt May have to raise Ben, who's the son, because MJ had a kid. His powers are developing in school, and he is already in trouble, constant trouble at school. And it's sort of like a Ultimate Spider-Man story, but a different one. If you're into like Elseworld type stories, this might be for you. We got White Trees from Image Comics. Really, story I didn't plan on buying, but it showed up at the comic store, and I like thumbed through it, and I'm like, this is great. I wanted to read it. It was only a 2-part issue. A story of three warriors that are tricked into working for their king to save their children. It looks like the main warrior is killed, but was it all a dream? Something to discuss. I don't know. If you tell me what you think if you read it, The Trees. Was it really a dream, or did all of that really happen? We got from DC, Wonder Woman Come Back to Me 2. Wonder Woman and Edda go to the Bermuda Triangle to save Steve Trevor and crew, and meet a giant jaguar and cannibals with machine guns. They end up rescuing Jonah Hex, and then see Steve being attacked by huge insects. They meet up with a female that looks much like Brainiac. Fun series, really enjoyed it. Star Wars Age of Resistance, Rose Tico. It gives her backstory about her and her sister, and how their planet was devastated by the Empire. I like Rose. I really do. I can't believe that there's fans that give this actress shit. And it just infuriates me. They need to loosen up their sphincters a little bit, man. Bell number one. This is a Zenoscope one. Solid. About sort of like Beauty and the Beast going on here. Gives her origin story of how she became a monster hunter, and her uncle who raised her tells her that the organization she works for might not be what it seems. At the beginning, she rescues children and an artifact from these various demons. Her mother was killed early in life by Medusa. We have Mystery number one from Zenoscope. She is somewhat retired, but takes jobs to keep earning money. She is working at a homeless shelter when they notice one of the regulars has gone missing. Also gives her origin story of how as a child she was. I didn't even finish the sentence, so I don't even know where I was going to write. Van Helsing versus Dracula's daughter. Dracula's daughter breaks into the Van Helsing secret hideout and steals her father, the Lord of all vampires. She also goes after Jonathan Harkness and Nina. We have Van Helsing kills a bunch of vampire monsters to try to find out who stole Dracula and finds her mom's diary in the process. We have Show's End number one from Mad Cave Comics. A traveling carnival gets a monster that destroys livestock from town to town. A young girl joins the group, and her friend is shot when townsfolk shoot into the carnival trying to get the freak show to leave. It looks like the monster slaughters the townsfolk, and that monster is that little girl that joined this carnival. She turns into that monster. She was taken from her parents at an early age, and then she became like a runaway. Five out of fives from Aftershock Out of the Blue, Volume 2 hardcover. This is the pilot's wife is pregnant, and the one other officer keeps hitting on her. That's his boss, which is he's a real asshole because he hates the main character so much. At the end, that the guy that's the asshole sacrifices himself to save the pilot's life that has the wife. So I guess there was some kind of redemption in there. Really well told. Art's very solid. We then get into the Wildstorm 19 through 24. This concludes the series. Bendix and Stormwatch are taken down and revealed to the world by the Engineer, Doctor, Jack Harksmoor, Apollo, Jenny Sparks, and Midnighter when he tries to destroy New York. So Bendix, Stormwatch is trying to destroy New York. The two leaders of IO are taken out of the picture and killed along with Black Backlash. The Wildcat seemed to appear in earlier issues, but other than the phone call to Imp, they were sidelined. And this was supposed to lead into Wildcats, but then that was put on the back burner. We then get into DC, Batman Beyond 1 through 6, 2010. A Hush character is killing Batman villains. Cadmus and Waller, from Suicide Squad, are holding a secret, and they clone Dick Grayson to become the new Hush. Terry is almost killed by that Hush. It was a really cool series. Blade Runner number one from Titan Comics. A new female Blade Runner is after replicants and gets a job from a wealthy individual to return his wife and kid, who look like they have been kidnapped. The mother looks like a replicant, so the kid could be the spawn of a human and a replicant. At least that's what it led me to believe at the time. Jane Foster, Valkyrie number two. Heimdall is lying injured and dying from Bullseye. And he has Dragonfang, which is Valkyrie's sword, to protect him. Her all weapon is awesome, like Valkyrie's. And I like that she can now see death at everyone she looks at. Like she can almost see like lifelines, how long that person's gonna live, because she leads the dead, after they die, leads the warriors into heaven or hell. We have Gwenpool Strikes Back number two. Got a phone call coming in, so I'm gonna pause it again. All right, I'm back. And so that wrapped up Jane Foster, Valkyrie number two by Jason Aaron. We have Gwenpool Strikes Back number two is the top book. I love this book. It's so much humor in this particular issue. Gwenpool feels the need to have an affair with one of the members of the Fantastic Four to make her relevant in the 616 and brings Deadpool along for the ride. It was absolutely hilarious, and I needed this at the time because I was stressed out. I was stressed the fuck out. The next week is September 30th, 2019 through October 6th, 2019. The two movies, 3 out of 5 was Farewell to Arms. It was a World War I movie. It was a love story about a man who's not supposed to fall in love, an American that's fighting with the Italians. It falls in love with a nurse, and it turns out into tragedy. We had a 5 out of 5, the first viewing of the Joker. I love this movie so much. It could be one of my favorite comic movies or movies in general of all time. I just adore it. The comics read that week, there was a total of 18. We have one Zenoscope, one Vault, nine Marvel, one Image, five DC, and one Charlton. We'll start with the 3 out of 5s. I've been in good mood. There's nothing 2 out of 5. Again, the absolute carnage is fluctuating in like I like it, but I could have missed it, and I wouldn't have felt like I missed a lot. But Absolute Carnage, Miles Morales, number 2. Miles is contaminated with Carnage virus, and he goes along after Jonah, J. Jonah Jameson, along with another Carnage, and then Silver Sable tries to protect J. Jonah Jameson, but it does not work. We then have 4 out of 5 Star Wars, Age of Resistance, Kylo Ren. Kylo takes on a planet that resisted Vader and takes out a god of that planet. It was pretty interesting. Amazing Spider-Man number 30. This is a Carnage tie-in, so this was a 4 out of 5. Gives the backstory to the miniseries, but Spider-Man is working to save Eddie's kid and Norman's kid, which we talked about just previously. Spider-Man is being hunted by Norman, who is infected. The Kindred is controlling Mysterio and looks like he frees Norman to go after Spider-Man. We then get into a one-shot New Mutants War Children. Warlock starts down a path trying to destroy a team with a demon from magic and Hela, with Danny and Moonstar. Doug joins with Warlock and they are able to return things back to normal. Pretty interesting story. Another good one shot. Titans Burning Rage number 2. This is the Walmart book as provided to the LCS. It's not a non-giant, but the original material. This is Dan Jurgens writing. Titans square off against the Fearsome Five. They, along with Hive, are trying to plant these bombs around San Francisco with the Disruptor. He's essentially a guy that disrupts powers. Raven calls upon her evil self to take them on. We got War of the Realms, New Agents of Atlas. This is the prequel to Agents of Atlas that I had to go and procure because I liked it so much. A lot of Asian superheroes gather under Atlas to take on the fire gods from Asgard from taking over. A lot of first appearances, like Swordmaster and Arrow and many others. A kind of a key book. Ghost Spider number 2. She is worried about Man-Wolf on her world breaking and her world breaking free. She goes to school and meets a friend, but it looks like her friend might be working for the Jackal. I Love You from Charlton Comics. A young woman likes a man but thinks he is after her father's money, but she is wrong. She's really not after the money. He's really not after her father's money. A teenage girl becomes a famous model and falls in love with her recruiter, but she's still willing to wait for her to become of age because she is underage. Very unusual story. A man abuses a woman, but luring them in and regrets them. So this is a that was a strange one. One woman regrets her first and goes to another man. That was the final story. So there are four stories in that. 4 out of 5. Show's End number 2 from Mad Cave. The freak show allows the girl to stay with them as long as she agrees to not turn into the monster anymore and actually works at the carnival. There is a creepy old guy who I'm still trying to figure out, tracing her steps, looking to cause some trouble. We got Batman Universe number 1 and 2. This is the Walmart book by Bendis. Bendis writing Batman. Riddler steals an orb that belongs to Ginny Hex. This is the first appearance of Ginny Hex, although the real one is the Walmart book. Jonah Hex's great granddaughter. Deathstroke gets involved, but Green Arrow helps take him out. Looks like Vandal Savage hired the Riddler. Batman is trying to find out where the orb is and ends up in Gorilla City and is transported to Thanagar. We have Van Helsing versus Dracula's Daughter number 2. Dracula's daughter kills Nina and Jonathan, so we talked about them in the previous issue. And then Van Helsing teams up with her associate to go after to try to rescue him, but they're way too late, and that's how they died. Unexpected one t what wow, 123. That's an unusual 123. A guy is trying to kill his, this is from DC Comics retro book. A guy is trying to kill his best friend and give him a heart attack, which is his greatest fear. However, after he comes out of his coma, he realizes what is going on and disowns his friend. He should have killed him, but he just disowned him. Second story is about a strangler who is killing men and women at night. There are two women who think the killer is a boarder, but it turns out that the one of the women who is actually boarding people is the killer. It's crazy. That was the best story. I like that one. A sea hag curses people trying to rob her ship. A man whose wife dies and he keeps hearing voices gets committed to a crazy house. We then have Jane Foster, Valkyrie number 3. Valkyrie takes Heimdall on a journey into mystery, which is odd because that's like Thor's book. Looks like the Grim Reaper is going to attack next. We have Powers of X number 5, a 4 out of 5. Talks about Forge building a device to store all the mutant memories and how frequent everything is updated. So it gets into the technical pieces of how these memories are going to be used to restore mutants. It's crazy. And it gets into like storage of like if you're storing in stuff on a hard drive. Shows 10 years later, Magneto, Xavier make a deal with Emma and the Hellfire Club to distribute the drugs from Krakoa. There's also some discussion of black holes and the Phalanx. We then get into House of X number 5, Magneto and Xavier, along with Mr. Sinister, find a way to bring back mutants from the dead with the assistance of Gold Balls, Proteus, Elixir, Tempest, and Hope. Xavier makes a deal with Emma and the Hellfire Club to distribute the drugs from Krakoa, and there's some discussion of black holes and the Phalanx. Wolverine Annual 2019. Wolverine has an adventure with Spider-Man and then goes to visit a woman in her hundreds that at one time was possessed by Morgan Le Fay. Really solid annual. Inferior 5 is a 5 out of 5. Keith Giffen and Jeff Lemire. A small town in Arizona is dealing with the aftermath of invasion. There are a lot of kids with some strange circumstances, and it appears the Dominators are watching them. Then Lemire tells a Peacemaker story, and Amanda Waller set him on a mission, and Flag does not think he's the right guy for the mission. Looks to link in with the kids in the first part of the story. Copra Image First. The group is called to retrieve a radioactive head with a lightning bolt in it. This was much better than Copra being relaunched as an Image book, but this is the first issue of Copra. During the transport, they are attacked, and there are only four survivors. It's like a Suicide Squad rehash. Resident number 3. Barb's home, so I'm trying to finish up the last book. The father gets captured and turned to a slave on the Resident. Tries to take the slavers, and he might have been killed, so the father might be dead at this point. Meanwhile, back at home, the brother and sister fight over the direction. And the brother leaves the house to go with the bad kids he met. At least we think they're bad. So, Resident, 5 out of 5. Copra Image, first, 5 out of 5. And Inferior 5, 5 out of 5. The previous week, there was a lot of 5 out of 5s. Out of Blue, Volume 2. The Wildstorm 19 through 24. Batman Beyond 2010, 1 through 6. Blade Runner from Titan Comics, number 1. Jane Foster, Valkyrie number 2, Gwenpool Strikes Back number 2. And then finally from the previous week, Wonder Woman Come Back to Me number 1, Agents of Atlas number 2, Alpha Flight True North number 1, and Superman Up in the Sky. That wraps up the 5 out of 5s. I hope you enjoyed listening. And if you have any questions, send me. I'll get back to questions next episode. And you can reach me at Mike Myers Brunch. You can send me comments or questions at any time, and I'll queue them up. You can send email to mike@comicbooknoise.com. And finally, you can find me at geekbrunchpodcast.com and also on Facebook at geekbrunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you in another week. Take it easy. Peace out.